Welcome to Ask Gwen, everyone. This afternoon, I have Martin Linderscope with me. Martin Linderscope is the host of EagleNetCast. EagleNetCast is out of the Netherlands, and you guys can find EagleNetCast in the App Store because Martin has an app for EagleNetCast, so you guys don't have to go searching for a podcast player for EagleNetCast. You can just type that into the App Store either on Android or on Apple Podcasts. Apple App Store. I know it's on Apple Podcasts. I know it's everywhere. Plus, he's got the app, so you guys can have it wherever you want. So without further ado, I'm going to let Martin take it away.
Yeah, thank you very much, Wynn, and thanks again for having me on your show. Appreciate it very much, taking your time here. I think it was about 2 years ago when we talked the last time on the air. We've been having conversation through between that, but it was almost exactly 2 years ago.
It was. So. Good memory, Jesus. I couldn't remember that to save my life. But now you, not only along with the podcast, have a book on tea. A book on tea. And I say a cup of tea. I don't say golf ball tea, people. I say a cup of tea because Martin is a huge tea drinker and he, as part of EagleNetCast, he considers himself a worldwide journalist. So he talks about the 4th of July and all that good stuff that we celebrate here in America. But tell my fans why you did a niche book on tea, of all people.
Yeah, it's a story that I've been brought up with tea and people start asking me about tea questions. And so I said, why not create a book on tea and write a book on tea? And then I wanted to have nice illustrations with it. I call it like a children's book for adults, that you have a kindred spirit, a young spirit, and that you're curious about things. And you do it in a funny but also whimsical, but also serious at the same time. So I have great illustrations by John Cox. He is a cartoonist and fine artist in the United States of America. So I started a crowdfunding campaign there for the illustrations. And through the years, I have bounced back and forth with him. And then also I have had a layout person that have done the text and the images and put them together in a neat way here in Gothenburg, Sweden. So it have developed over time, and it will be a series of 8 small books over the years here. From it's like the process of tea, Camellia sinensis. So I started with the first book here on black tea, and that's I did it because that's the tea that the variety that I drink mostly. The black tea, the processed black tea. So, so that's my interest.
That is just fascinating to me that you can do a book on tea. And as I said, we're not talking about golf ball teas here. We're talking about the tea you actually drink because Martin is such a tea enthusiast that why not do a book on tea, and why not do a book on black tea? Now, did you publish that through Amazon? Or?
Yeah, I used the Amazon service called Crate Space. I read recently now that they will merge together with Kindle, Kindle Digital Print or something like that, because they have
Kindle
electronic book.
Publishing.
Yeah, book, thanks. The book service there also. I haven't it in electronic or an ebook yet. I want to have this like the feeling of feeling the small book in your hand and drinking tea at the same time. but I have ideas to also transform it into electronic book. So I wanted to have a self-publishing service, and then I want to have a wide distribution network. And then I stumbled upon CreateSpace that I've heard about, and then got help by Lotta about how to upload it and so on, and do all the check marks with the what you should have in line, all the ducks in the row, in order to get it the document uploaded. Yeah.
Because when you self-publish a book, you guys, trust me, I've been there, done that, and it's not easy. It's not easy. They're actually making it harder now, because they combine services. And so I got a publishing deal. I said to my publisher, you do all the work and I'll do all the marketing. You put the book together, you put the man, you slip together, I will stay out of it. And then I'll do all the marketing. I'll come back and market my book. So I'm slowly but surely working on that, because I knew eventually that CreateSpace would combine themselves with Kindle Direct Publishing and essentially to make more money, you guys. That's why they did that. And so I knew that Amazon was going down. I even talked to Amazon when this first started, and they said, oh, no, we're not going down. Don't believe what you hear. I'm like, yeah, right. So, Martin, I have a question for you. Being a first-time published author, how does it feel?
Right now it feels great. I have been working and, in a way, struggling also with this book for 4, maybe 5 years time. And Jon Cox have been very patient, and others, and also people who have backed my crowdfunding campaign, because it's have been an urgent, not an urgent, an important thing, but not urgent. And so-called lives is coming in its way. So I've done other things also, of course. So this is not my main thing, to write books. But now it's finished and published, and it feels very good. And I did also, for your information, I did a local printed edition in English also, same material, but in going to a local printing shop here in Gothenburg, Sweden. So I could also go to, for example, to tea shops or meeting friends in person and talking about tea. So I have done that also, printed an edition of 100 copies this first time.
Because
I then have a new ISBN number. So, yeah.
I was going to say, if you don't do what Martin did, Amazon is very, 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 very picky about selling it in local bookstores. Yeah. And there's also a service called England Sparks, which all have my assistant stick in the show notes, or just Google England Sparks, you guys. And what England Sparks does is they put your book in local bookstores. So, but you have to give them at a discount. I tried publishing one of my books with England Sparks, and it turned out well. It's still on Amazon. You guys can find it. But without publishing it locally, like Martin did in Sweden, there's no chance you can get it in local bookstores via Amazon.
Yes, there are many things to think about. Yeah.
There's so many ways to skin this cat. There's so many ways to skin this cat that it's not even funny. And I'm still learning the ways myself here. And so what do you do? Is it, I thought about this the other day. Do you help people launch podcasts, or are you just a jack of all trades? dear Martin?
That's a good question, Wynne. You're spot on there. And that could be a challenge. It could be an opportunity, also a positive thing and an advantage. But it also could be a challenge for marketing yourself. What are you really doing if you're doing lots of things? And the book is in one way that it could become a business course for me and my personal brand and my services. So I see myself as an inspirator, doing inspiration for starting, for example, a podcast, because I've done it for a long time. And I could help with that. I am a host, I'm a co-host, I'm also a producer of some podcasts. So give individuals the inspiration, the knowledge, and also the help along the way to start and continue and develop the podcast. And then, as I said, I mean, podcasting is a part of new media, you could say, even if it's over 10 years old now. So I have a new media advisor. So I could advise private individuals, companies, and organizations about how to market themselves on the net, in cyberspace.
Well, you might have to help me launch my new show, because I am in the middle of launching. Well, I haven't started it yet because I'm launching it October 1 along with Ask Wynne. And it's called The Author's Artwork, because what I've come to find out is that through the years of me publishing books and paying publicists, and doing all this book work, I've come to find out that if you're not on the New York Times bestselling list or on any of these big publications, your book is not going to get known.
No, that's what I've recognized myself now. I've been published and out of the book for maybe a couple of weeks. So my local edition going around here in Gothenburg and also sending out copies, that have been a pretty good start, I think. Now it's the time to market it also worldwide and through Amazon's channels. And I think I'm not on the New York Times best-selling list, and I'm in it for the long run. I'm participating in a course and bought a course by Tim Grawl, the book launch guy. So, and there we have a community, we have a course, and also hangouts and so on. So, because I'm doing 8 books, that's my plan, to do 8 books over the years. So this is not one shot only, it's over time. But it's a thing to think about marketing. And I thought I knew about new media and so on, and now it's a new area to publish and to self-publish your book, and then to market your book and sell it, and then continue with the next book. So, yeah, it's
a
new world in a way, but it's fascinating, and we will spread the good word. So, I mean, you have been podcasting for a long time, Wynne, and you're very productive with this, having lots of guests, and many people could spread the good word, and you have published several books. And you're very active in social media, so this new show will fly, I'm sure of it. But I will help you to spread the good word, and we could talk about that.
Well, thank you.
In the near future.
Thank you. Yeah. I need all the help I can get, because I was in the middle of switching podcast hosts before I interviewed you. I'm now off of Libsyn and moved because Libsyn's fees got way too expensive. Even though I love them, they got way too expensive. And so now I am trying Simplecast, but with this new show, I'm also going to be trying Blueberry, which is another podcast host here in the US. So, and they have Blueberry, what I've been told is, and I listen to a couple podcasts out of them, and they're very good. But Blueberry, what I've been told, is they have the Lady in the Can skill, and Amazon skills. And then they have, you can actually get your podcast on radio through another service through them in conjunction with them. So I'm really excited to see what this whole podcasting will bring to all of us, because this whole podcasting thing is a new medium for all of us.
Yeah, it's both new and old, and we have been podcasting for some time. And as you said, Blueberry is also a good player out there, and they have been doing this for a long time. And this guy, Todd, I think he's called, the president there and founder, he's good at that. I'm following several Facebook groups on podcasting. And for the record, I'm a happy Libsyn customer and client. And you said, for example, a nice introduction there with the my own podcaster or podcast aggregator player or my own app. And that's what I give advice to my clients also, to if they want to spread their podcast in an easy and simple way, an effective way. If you have your own app, then you're very unique in a way. And that's the only, I have seen that through Libsyn. So I'm happy with them very, very much. And of course, it's good to test out others also. I've done that during the years also as a podcast, so-called expert and advising people about that. So of course, I have tested others. So it's interesting that you talked about Simplecast there and now testing out Blueberry, and that you have had a good experience of Libsyn. And it's a market thing. The market is deciding what, how do you set your price? And I've written a blog post about that regarding my own book. I set the price of 70.73. So it's a play with words, or you could say numbers. It's the year 70.73, the year when it was the Boston Tea Party. So I discuss that because it's a psychological thing also.
There's an interesting deck there. I learned about American history via UMass, and I didn't realize that. But what would be your best advice to someone who is hopefully sitting in a cubicle and hopefully getting work done? And I say hopefully because they may be fascinated by our conversation. But hopefully they have us on in background and they want to do stuff like we're doing. We're doing the books, we're doing the podcast. And so what would be your best advice? Would you just say start with a hobby and see if you like it? Or what would be your best advice?
Yeah, it's of course, as they say, in the financial sector and area, I'm not a financial advisor, or I'm not a business advisor in that sense. I'm more like a philosophical or for inspiration, but I could guide individuals to start. And I say, as the Nike, the goddess of victory there, and also the shoe brand, is say, just do it. And you will learn just along the way, but also, get advice and get knowledge, because you have the previous here on your latest podcast episode you had with a fascinating lady there with a unique name. She talked about Think and Grow Rich now as a movie.
I didn't realize this. She is one of the, that's Quincy, by the way, you guys.
Yeah.
Quincy came on my podcast. Now, I didn't realize this, that she is the director of Think and Grow Rich. She's one of the co-assistants of Think and Grow Rich, the movie. And I thought, oh, it's a book. It's a book all day long. And I didn't realize they made a movie out of it.
So I think, as I said, just do it and then learn from the expert and learn from the, as you said, the examples from the history. So Napoleon Hill, he interviewed successful people, and it was interesting to listen to that, how you could adapt this great book into a movie, because it could be more accessible for people, and it could be in a new up to today's world. And that's the same with podcasting. It's a great medium to listen to record and to do it, and then take your time. Listen, for example, to the official podcast of Libsyn, The Feed by Rob Walsh and Elsie Escobar. They will give you great tips there. When it comes to solopreneurship or online business, my recommendation, and full disclosure, I have an affiliate there, and I'm a very happy member. And I like them because they are no so-called, as they call themselves, they are no douchebags. They are nice guys and a girl. Fizzle, F-I-S-Z-Z-L-E, Fizzle, like fizzle. You could fizzle out, but the best thing is if you have fizzle, the spark, ignition. And so the Fizzle online forum, they have courses, they have hangouts. And they are, as I said, nice guys, and you learn lots from them. So if you hang around, as your guest said, with people who you know, like, and trust, and understands the thing to be your own, be a solopreneur, or to have it start out as a hobby and develop it into a business, to have your passion, to just do it as you did. You said, I want to become a journalist, and I want to publish my books. So you did.
Well, I'm still working on a journalism degree.
Best premise is with that, because it's it must be a very hard to do it, degree. And lots of things to do. Yeah.
But as I don't know if you just know this, but I have been, and I'm not going to say stuck, because the education field has made me write a journalist. And I just, as of this morning, started my 13th year in the education field. 13
Congratulations.
Years. It's made me, thank you. It's made me a strong journalist. But eventually, I'm slowly but surely walking away from the education field, because I want to become a well-known journalist in the space of disabilities. And you guys have supported me and have followed my journey. I mean, I've followed Martin's journey, and I've followed all you guys. So you never know who's following you, and you never know who's going to listen to this podcast, and you never know who's going to come out of the woodwork. And so I agree with Martin. Just do it. And then if you need help, get stuck, come to one of us and we'll help you. I mean, I'm helping a team right now with I guess you would say a podcast about how to live better with a disability. And let's put it this way, it's going to be called the Shining Beautiful Podcast, and we're slowly but surely getting that off the ground. And when that launches, it's going to launch, and we're going to see how that does, because not very many people with a disability are doing podcasts. So I think I'm the only woman out there with a physical disability doing a podcast, which, as Martin said, just do it. As Martin keeps saying, just do it. And if you get stuck, just come to one of us. I mean, we're easy to find. Martin's probably easier to find than I am, but because of his app. But I told you, Martin, the last time that I'm going to get an app, and once I switch over to Blueberry, I will get that app, because people don't know how to subscribe to podcasts. It's really funny. They know how to turn on Spotify, but they don't know how to subscribe to a podcast. That yeah. to them it, is like alien.
It's funny that you mention that, because Libsyn, and you could get that help from Blueberry and others yeah. also. Spotify is a startup, started in Sweden, I think, and now have been on the stock exchange, and it's very popular by people who listen to music, and especially younger audience. And I have an example where I'm in a podcast on home preparedness, how to, you know, the prepper moment, and how to prepare for 72 hours, and what to think to have in, at your home if a catastrophe or something, accident or something is happening, like a crisis. And there we're talking about that, and then also we have a segment about tea, because that could be very soothing, and it could be relaxing, and it could be also sharpening your mind. And then yeah. Annette, that is a co-host there, and Niklas also co-host, so they are the experts, and they are instructors in this, having courses in mindfulness and how to prepare you mentally, but also physically, and so on. So I've done it for a long time. And Annette said once here at the meeting that now my son, one of my sons, he came to me and said, mommy, mother, you are on Spotify. So so you could reach out in different way, and you should do it easy for the listeners. So you will be found, and we'll continue to educate potential listeners how to listen to podcasts.
Let's hope. And yeah. So many smart speakers now out on the market, and that's one of the reasons why I'm going with Blueberry and decided to step away from Libsyn. Even though I love them and I still support them, I'm always going to be an ambassador on Libsyn's behalf. And on if anyone wants to start a podcast, listen to the feed, you guys. That's Elsie Escobar's podcast and Bob Mulch's. They do it for Libsyn, and it's a public feed, so anyone can listen. You don't have to be a member of Libsyn, but right. When a feed comes out, I listen to it automatically. I'm like, I will save it and listen to it later, but I'm typically listening to it the day it comes out, because they get industry news like there's no tomorrow. And yep. So you have to follow the industry news of your craft. I don't do a good job of following the educational news. I do a better job of following the journalism beat, and then I do the and I do a better job of the podcasting beat. But I don't follow the educational news unless something catastrophic happens, because I am in the space where, even though I work with young kids and work at a private school, education is one of those funny things. It changes and then it doesn't change. So that's why I don't necessarily follow the educational beat, although there are podcasts that I listen to some on education. So there's many ways you can skin the book cat. There's many ways you can skin the podcasting cat. And now, before I let Martin go, and Martin is going to help me along with the rest of the crew launch this new podcast, because I need help, and that's the way it is. So before I let Martin go off to do his amazing work, I want to know, does Martin have any questions for me?
Yeah, that's a good question, and thanks again for taking your time here, Win. I'm curious to learn more about, as I said, your new podcast, and what led you to that you're planning to launch it. So this new podcast, because that's based on a book, right?
We are planning on launching it on October 1, if I can get my act together, you guys. If I can get my act together, it will be launched everywhere October 1, and it will be hosted by a blueberry. I'm sorry, Lipson, that I can't host with you, but I'm always a fan of yours. Let's just put it that way. I am trying the competition here because the competition has, with these podcasting hosts, some of them have other stuff that the other host can't offer. So that's why I'm testing out Blueberry, so I know when people come and ask me which one is better, I can say Lipson, I can say Blueberry, or I could say Simplecast, although Simplecast doesn't have the all the accoutrements that Lipson does. Although they're cheap podcast hosts, I'm paying $12 a month for unlimited bandwidth, but Simplecast doesn't have a website player that can work on my website, and I'm with Weebly, so you guys. So Simplecast and the website player don't mix, whereas Blueberry and a website player and Lipson and a website player do mix. So that's why I'm starting out fresh on Blueberry with one feed. So what the premise of my show is going to be interviewing authors of any genre, like ski or golfing or anything. Just, I want to interview the little authors. I want to interview the big authors. I want to interview everyone in between, because what I've found over the years is that, people are more likely to buy your book if they know your voice or if they know your story and why you wrote the book. I mean, Lawson probably listened to me get Namor on about self-publishing a book, and he probably just thought, well, I might as well do it now. He listened to someone else Namor on about self-publishing a book, and so he took the leap. I took the leap even before this whole podcasting thing. I got into this whole podcasting thing after I wrote the book, which was kind of stupid on my part. But
it was a good
because I had a really heavy audience because of the book. They followed me to this podcast, and so now this podcast is turned into a real side income for me, and I'm hoping in the next 4 years I will be a full-time podcaster, which that ought to be interesting. If I'm an admin assistant now in the education space, I'm lucky that my day job really, really, really supports my work, because it's creative work, and one of our core missions is creativity for the kids and teachers. So I'm really, really lucky that I can do this on the side. But at the same time, I'm really launching a book podcast, because I want to help authors big and small.
Yeah, great. And best premises with your new show, and I look forward to listen to it and spread the good word. And
well,
you had a questionnaire before the biggest life lesson, and then I answered on the mail there, because I'm interested in philosophy and studied philosophy for a long time, and I use it and apply it on my own life. And then I said to have it as to guide your life in a positive way, you need a rational philosophy. And you then apply the ideas, the fundamental ideas on your life. So here you are doing that in Ideas in Action. So again, best premises with your new podcast launching it, Win. And I look forward to talk to you more about your books, the literature you have created, and also then your career as a journalist. As I reply to you in an email, I jokingly call myself a citizen journalist in new media. So.
Well, a citizen journalist in new media. Well, I think I'm becoming a citizen journalist in new media. I just have the degree to prove it. And where can people find you? I know they're going to probably be listening to this as out for fun or doing something else. So where can people find your book and especially your podcast? They can go to search for it in the app stores. Is it on Android or just on Apple Podcasts? Or is it
no, it's on both. So Libsyn powered the podcast app. So I'm the developer there, but Libsyn is doing the technical things. So they managed to get it in. I am an Apple fanboy. I'm an Apple user. But I, of course, want to reach also the Android users because that's the biggest market in a way. And so there you could go to Android Store, the Google Play, and the Apple App Store, as you said, and also Amazon's own store, the Android Store. So there it should be also. So you could find the Ego Netcast on the stores there, Apple Store and Google Play and Amazon's own. And then, of course, on the net, if you search on my name and going to my site there, egonetcast.com/contact, then you could contact me. And then you could check me out on Twitter. Lyceum, Aristotle School, the name of Aristotle School, Lyceum, or Ego Netcast there also on Twitter.
And then you can find the book on Amazon, you guys. I know I need to pick up, I said to you guys, I need to pick up a copy of everyone's book that I've interviewed or did. Handed a copy now that I have my own office, you guys, I can actually read essentially in my own office.
Great.
But I will that's going to be my ultimate goal this year is to actually read a book a month, because I started one today for work, a work related book. And I'm like sitting here, giving me an hour to read a book. You make me a very happy camper. No, they handed me a book and said, "Here, review this." And so, as part of my projects at work, because I retired teaching this year, I'm now the admin side of things, and I thought, really, you want me to read a book about the book is called Wonder, you guys. It's a New York Times bestselling book, and they also did a movie based on Wonder and based on Augie. And so Augie has a facial deformity, and I saw the movie. So when they handed me the book this morning, I'm like, really, you want me of all people to read this book? But no, I got 100 pages into it. So if you guys want me to read manuscripts, you're more than welcome to pass them my way and then just contact me and say, read my book. And I can happily read books. Right now I'm looking for books that are educationally based so I can present them to my school my school, essentially, and have them read, have the kids read them. So basically, we're looking for middle grade and young adult novels. And so, as long as it's family friendly, like the book about T. Martin would be a great history class book. I swear it would be a great history class book because it talks about Boston Tea Party. So, there's a good example for you. History. Bring these books into history.
Yeah. Yeah. I tell them in my book there, Tea Book Sketches is the name, and it will be a series of 8 books. So Amazon, they have also the author page. So you could go to amazon.com/author/ my last name, Lindeskog. And then it's also linked to my blog there, tbooksketches.com. And there you could learn more about the Boston Tea Party, different blog posts about my interest in tea, why I wrote the book, and also follow me along of my self-publishing journey. So there you have it. It's the second most popular beverage in the world, tea is. So.
See?
Tea book sketches.
I did not know that. I got a history lesson to you guys. I got a history lesson on Ask When. I did not know that. But, and I shouldn't know better about the Boston Tea Party, but I'm a little slow. So I guess I was asleep in history class, or I don't know. But, I appreciate your time, Martin, and I don't know what time it is over there, but the way it's scheduled, it's late over there, so go to bed and get some sleep.
I will get the perfect
tea and then go to bed, because I'm like, the way you did this interview is wonderful, and if the audio sounds better, you guys, that's because Martin said, can we use an app that he uses called Ringer? And I said, sure. I said, sure. I tried to use a conference call line and that didn't work. And I'm like, sure, as long as you did the recording. And so if the audio sounds better, you guys, that's why we're not using my conference call line. And I may use this to record the other podcast, because I need better audio than and right now I have a cheap PC. A long story about why I'm using a cheap PC and not a podcasting mic, because I broke my Mac, and I want to get back to the space where I can get a Mac, use the podcasting mic, and then but for right now I'm using a conference call line and Ringer, which I may be using on the other show, because this is great audio quality, and Martin, for turning me on. And so, you guys, I'm going to catch you guys later, and we'll see what tricks Martin has to come up with to help me out here. But I appreciate Martin's time, and I definitely appreciate his knowledge and his wisdom. And again, go find Eagle Netcast, the app. That'd be, I think I took it off my phone and then I haven't listened to it yet. So now I need to put it back on my phone and listen to it, because Martin is full of knowledge, and eventually I'm going to get the app, because that's the best way to promote a podcast. And you guys can follow me. You guys can email me at aspenwin@gmail.com. Any of your book requests, or just hand me books. Just say, here's a book that I want you to review and possibly interview me. So it's the next show is a community-based show, and maybe I have to bring Martin back on when he publishes his second book on that one, because I want to know more about his journey of not only publishing his book on tea the first time, but the second time around.
Yeah. Thank you very much, Wynn.
Well, you are so welcome, and I hope you guys enjoy another fabulous episode. Thanks to you guys.